This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Staunton will be in the home white uniforms trimmed out in the red and the black. Bulldogs in red lettering across the front with the red numerals. For Mount Olive, they will be in the road purple uniforms trimmed out in the yellow cats in yellow lettering across the front of the road purples for Mount Olive. Girls semifinal action for you tomorrow night. Gillespie Southwestern at 6, Carthenville Staunton at 7:30. Both games tomorrow night live right here on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Booth into the center circle for Staunton. It will be Markovic for Mount Olive. He gives about 5 inches, and Booth wins the tap easily, but it is controlled by Mount Olive and Kayla Butts. 3-2 zone for Staunton as Markovic has it between the circles. He leaves it off for Adam Knowles. Knowles keeps the dribble alive at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it off for Markovic now. Trent on the left wing into the hands of Butts. Butts will give it back to Knowles. He dribbles across the head of the key. Now he'll reverse course, and now he's headed back the other way. Kind of a man without a place to go at the moment. Dribbles two ways left, two bounces right, two bounces left. He bounces out near midcourt now. Staunton not coming out to pick him up. 7:20 for the opening quarter. Knowles continues with the bounce out near midcourt. Staunton just sagging back in that 3-2 zone. You've got Kinder, McCullough, and Ray at the top. Booth and Goss along the baseline. And this is the Mount Olive strategy. Hey, when you're the underdog, shorten the game, limit the possessions. This is smart strategy from Mount Olive. Make the dogs come and get you. Now they do. Knowles. Turned over, stolen by Booth. Ethan Booth, right down the heart of the lane, attacks and draws the foul. Two free throws coming for Ethan Booth. They will get Adam Knowles on the personal foul. Sends Booth to the free throw line, the 6'5 senior. North Mac Carthenville in the 8 o'clock semifinal on Thursday. The winner of this game gets Southwestern in the 6:30 semifinal. As Booth knocks down the first toss, and the game's first point to the Bulldogs. 6:49 for the opening quarter. Mount Olive held the ball for just about a minute on the game's opening possession before the turnover. Second free throw good for Booth. Dogs fall back into their half court 3-2 zone. Here comes Markovic into the front court. Trent Markovic between the legs, top of the key. On the left wing now with Knowles. He's wide open. He'll fire the three way too strong off the other side of the backboard. In the long rebound out to McCullough. Kyle McCullough between the circles to Ray. On the right wing with Kinder. Right back to Devin into the hands of McCullough. He'll come between the circles, reset the offense. Works right wing, skip past to Goss. Open, 4-3. Short over the top of the backboard, but it's picked up by Kinder. Didn't touch any wires, so that ball's still live. Goss, dribble drive, finger roll, rattles down for Frank Goss. Had a little Luigi leg kick working there with that finger roll. 4-0 Staunton, 6 minutes, first quarter. On the left wing, Knowles. Blake Shell on the baseline. He'll rise too strong, and the rebound down to Staunton. This young Mount Olive team getting, for a lot of them, their first county exposure. They don't want to get in a big hole early. This first quarter critical for Mount Olive. 5:40 for the opening quarter. Out front with McCullough, left wing with Ray. Top of the key now to McCullough at the volleyball spike line. Here's Frank Goss on the right wing. Skip pass to Ray on the left wing. Devin bounced it once, picked it up on the baseline to Kinder. Down on the block to Booth, spins middle, lays it up and in. 4 points for Ethan Booth. You're not stopping that. I don't care who you are. When he catches it there, it's over. That's been the case all season long for Ethan Booth. He gets that good post position, and then he's finishing. Here's Knowles, brings it across the top of the key on the left wing with Kayla Butts. Back into the hands of Knowles. He's a junior. High post to Shell, the sophomore. On the bounce, Knowles now. Leaves it back for the sophomore, Ashton Pfeiffer. Here's Knowles on the curl. One dribble, pulls up, left it short. Rebound down to Kinder. Staunton's defense is so stingy. Remember Ty Locke's telling me at the holiday tournament, their goal is to hold you under 30. They've done that a number of times this year in their wins. They come in 8-9 on the year. Staunton has lost their last two at Carlisle and to Waterloo. On the left wing with Goss, baseline to Kinder. Cut off, top of the key, McCullough in the corner, Ray. He'll trigger the three ball, too strong off the heel. Long rebound, eludes Pfeiffer, and picked up by Goss for Staunton. Here's Kinder on the baseline. Back to Frank Goss. We approach the midway point of the opening quarter. 6-0 Staunton. McCullough, dribble drive, finger roll, rattled out. Boost put back, rattles out. Back tap, picked up by McCullough. Lobs down to Kinder, can't handle it cleanly, and out of bounds off of Staunton. So the Bulldogs eventually turn it over after two great looks at point-blank range. Staunton High School, what a great gymnasium here in Macoupin County. We've got some great gyms in this county, of course. None better than the pit at Gillespie. Halfway through quarter number one here in our final quarterfinal of the day at the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Bunnell'd won the first title back in 1919. North Mac won the championship last year. Out front with Markovic being hounded by Booth. Gets contact in the left block. He's fouled on the floor. It'll be the first foul on Staunton with 3:35 to play in the opening quarter. The foul on Kinder, his first. Baseline out of bounds for Mount Olive. Markovic gets it in left wing to Knowles. Adam Knowles on the right hand bounce. Turns the corner, now kicks it back. Pfeiffer open for three, left it a little short, and the rebound to Brent Kinder. He wants to push into the front court quickly. In the corner, left side to McCullough, back top of the key to Goss. Right side of the floor now with Devin Ray, back to Goss. Left wing with McCullough. Looking high post to Booth, tipped and stolen by Markovic. Ill-advised pass there. Trent Markovic into the front court. Staunton's gone man now. That ball's deflected out. So with Manalov holding the ball early on that first possession for almost a minute out near midcourt, trying to get Staunton out of that zone, they have done just that with the Bulldogs going man. 6-0, Staunton leading, 3:07 for the first quarter. It'll go into Markovic. Now Staunton back in the 3-2 zone. On the baseline with Butts. Back into the hands of Markovic at the volleyball spike line. On the right side of the floor with Knowles, right back to Markovic. Manalov operating 23 feet from the hoop right now. Knowles backs out near midcourt, 2:45 for the first quarter. In the corner with Markovic, he'll fire, left it a little bit short. Long rebound picked up by Pfeiffer out at the foul line. He'll get it off to Butts. Caleb Butts, one dribble, kicks to Knowles. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Again, Knowles bouncing out near midcourt. The big bulldog paw at center court here in Staunton. And they got a big gray bulldog on the sideline on each end of the floor here. And there's a carrying violation on Knowles. That was just careless by Adam Knowles. He wasn't being pressured, but he was bouncing out there for a long time. And, you know, it's not uncommon when you're out there for that length of time just bouncing. Sometimes you just lose focus and concentration a little bit. I wonder if that's what happened right there. Dogs have it. Lob play. Goss rattled out off the beautiful feed from Devin Ray. It'll be out of bounds and belong to Mount Olive. A beautiful pass from Devin Ray, and Frank Goss got up there, just rattled out. Frank's probably thinking, how did that puppy not stay down? 2 minutes, first quarter. 6-0, Staunton leading. Markovic across the timeline. Bounce pass on the left wing with Knowles. He'll bring it across the head of the key. Picked up there by McCullough. And Cody Best wants a timeout. 107 seconds for the opening quarter. Staunton leading Mount Olive 6-0. This is the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WUSMI. Following the Mount Olive timeout, Cats bring it into the front court. 100 seconds for the opening quarter. Tim Mize here at Staunton High School for the Macoupin County Tournament as that ball is tipped away and stolen by Devin Ray. Megan Cordy back in our WUSMI studios producing this doubleheader action on FM 106. Thank Megan for her hard work throughout this basketball season as Goss triggers a three, no. Offensive rebound down to McCullough. Here's McCullough, back to Ray on the left wing. Kinder on the baseline, top of the key to McCullough. Goss now on the right wing, 70 seconds for the first quarter. Frank drives baseline, kicks in the corner, Ray. Rises, 4-3, yes, Devin Ray. Knocks down the corner pocket three, and it's 9-0 Staunton into the final minute of the opening quarter. Points have been hard to come by for Mount Olive this year. Markezich handling out near midcourt. Trent Markezich. Bounce pass tipped, stolen. Deflected by Booth. Here comes Ethan Booth for the stop! The two-handed flush for Ethan Booth. Welcome to the county. Ty Locks told me at Christmas jokingly, I don't know that Booth can dunk. I've never seen him do it in a game. Until you do it in a game, I don't know that you can dunk. Now the rejection by Booth. Well, Coach Locks has seen it now, and he had a smile on his face. Ray had his pocket picked. Layup is good by Pfeiffer. Devin Ray just lost awareness right there, and Pfeiffer just came in and took it right away. That's Mount Olive's first bucket of the quarter. 10 seconds, 11-2, Staunton. The gym abuzz after the Ethan Booth dunk. 3 seconds, Ray fires, deep three, he canned it. Makes up for the late turnover with a deep three ball to end the quarter. After 8 minutes, it is Staunton 14, Mount Olive 2. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School, home of the 1993 Class A state champion Bulldogs. Staunton leads 14-2 over Mount Olive. Lob play, Booth, and he's fouled. Bucket did not go, but they're going to get the foul on Blake Schell. Kind of undercut Ethan Booth a little bit there. Of course, one of the great oddities of this Macoupin County tournament is Staunton wins the state championship in 1993, the last true Cinderella we'll ever have in the state. They did not win the county that year as the free throw for Booth rattles out. Verdon won the Macoupin County tournament in 1993. Now, Staunton had won it the two prior years as that free throw rattles down for Ethan Booth. So you win state, but not the county. Talk about those kids from Verdon having some bragging rights. That'll do it. We beat the state champs for the county title. I think it was in Verdon that year, too. Could be wrong about that. Always great to come here and look at that state championship trophy as soon as you walk in. I remember that vividly. That was the first state tournament I ever went to. Bulldogs had no chance. That's what everyone said up there in Champaign. No chance until they played the game. Butts for three, no, and the rebound down to Devin Ray for Staunton. Ray across the timeline, Staunton leading 15-2 on the baseline with Kinder. Back to McCullough, skip pass to Goss now. Frank Goss, top of the key with Ray. Leaves it for McCullough. Nice slip pass, Booth, rattled out, no good. Offensive rebound, Kinder put back good. Brent Kinder's first bucket, 17-2 Staunton. The 2-4 Mount Olive came on a clean pickpocket with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter and a breakaway layup. Markezich out near midcourt. Booth now on the point of the zone defense. Into the hands of Ashton Pfeiffer on the right wing. That pass is tipped, stolen by Kinder. Brent Kinder, count it and the foul, yes, for Brent Kinder. Good strong take down the left side of the floor. He used his right hand to finish and he'll get a free throw for the old-fashioned three. The personal goes on Adam Knowles, his second, Cat's third. 19-2 Staunton. Cody Best just standing, arms folded over there on the Mount Olive bench. Not much he can do. Free throw rattles out for Brent Kinder. Game becomes real long and hard when you have trouble scoring. You play the best defense in the world, but eventually when you can't score, eventually it just breaks you. 6:20 for the half. Down it goes to Markezich. Count it and the foul for Trent Markezich. Right over Booth and Goss. That's exactly how you want to attack a shot blocker too. You got to go up strong, right into their chest. Create the contact and finish through it. And that's what Markezich did right there. Going to get a substitution now for Staunton. It will be Zach DeFries checking in, 6'4 senior. Replacing Frank Goss. He was whistled for that personal foul, his first, team's second. Markezich, 6'1 sophomore. The three throw is no good, rattled out. Rebound hits the floor, picked up by Staunton there in the heart of the lane. Into the hands of Devin Ray. Ray, dribble handoff to Ethan Booth. Across the floor, volleyball spike line extended to Kyle McCullough. In the right corner with Kinder. Right back to McCullough, top of the key. Into the hands of Kinder. Manolov doubling the post down there with DeFreeze. Booth operating the high post right now. Down to DeFreeze, right block, drop step, off the window, missed it. Rebound tapped around, Booth has it, rises up, and good. Freeth and Booth. 9 for Booth. And that's just a brutal matchup for Manolov. You can block him out all you want, but he can just jump right over the top. He's on the point of that 3-2 now. His length causing some problems up there. Here's Markezic. That pass is tipped, found its way to Pfeiffer barely. Ashton Pfeiffer picked up the dribble between the circles, now in the left wing to Markezic. Trent Markezic drives baseline, cut off there. Back to Knowles it goes. In the corner to Markezic. He'll trigger the three. Yes, for Trent Markezic. 5 for Markezic. 21-7 Staunton. 5-10 first half. Devin Ray takes his time into the front court. Into the hands of McCullough. Off to Ray. Left wing to Kinder. Thought about the three. Top of the key to Devin. Ray. Right wing with McCullough. Down to Booth. Heart of the lane. Absorbs contact. Fades away and knocks it down. 11 for Ethan Booth. That was a good, strong play by Ethan Booth. Did not let the contact get him knocked off his spot. 4:45 first half. That ball deflected away by DeFreeze, but right back to Knowles. Markezic open for another three. Left that one short out of the left corner. And the rebound down to Booth. Here comes Devin Ray. Ray works left side into the hands of Kinder. Bounce passing the traffic, tipped, stolen by Markezic. That one was ill-advised. Trent going to pull up for three. Got it again. Trent Markezic knocks down the triple. He has 8 all in the quarter. And Cody Best wants a timeout. 4:18 for the first half. Staunton leading Mount Olive 23-10. This is the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Mount Olive shows a little full court pressure. Staunton takes their time, handles it with ease. Here's Ray into the front court, off to McCullough. High post to Booth. Ethan makes the catch at the foul line. One dribble, rises up, and what do we got? Jump ball or foul? Foul. Fourth team foul on Mount Olive. And let's see, it'll be a shooting foul. They're going to get Caleb Butts with his first. Booth at the free throw line tonight. 3 out of 4. That toss good. A dozen first half points for Ethan Booth. Brent Kinder back on the floor. He will replace Zach DeFreeze. 4:04 for the first half of play. Staunton led 14-2 after one. That free throw is good for Booth. He gets the pair and has 13. A 15-point Bulldog lead halfway through quarter number two. Booth in the point of that 3-2 now. That is definitely a different look for this defense. Markezic handling out front. Booth moving his feet nicely. On the left wing, Knowles, and it's thrown out of bounds. 6th Mount Olive turnover, and that really is a direct result of Ethan Booth on the point of that 3-2. 6'5", but he is long and lanky, giving Markezic trouble up there on the point. Here's Booth on the left wing to Kinder. Back between the circles it goes to McCullough. Devin Ray, volleyball spike line back to McCullough. Left wing with Kinder. 3.5 minutes for the first half. Ray, lob play. Kinder, catch, finish, yes. Brent Kinder with 6. They have that lob play down, let me tell you. They can run it with Kinder. Obviously, they can run it with Booth. We saw them run it with Goss earlier. They execute it really well. Bad pass by Pfeiffer. Turned over. Lead pass for Booth. Tough catch on the baseline. Pulls it back out now. That was very athletic. Bad pass there, but it's tipped right to Booth. And Staunton maintains. 3 minutes for the first half. Ty Locke's now up, out of his seat, shouting to play. McCullough throws it to Goss. Goss wasn't looking, bounces off of his head. Manolov has a fast break, and the layup is good for Trent Markezic. 10 for Markezic. That was an interesting play. Goss literally had the ball bounce right off of his head. He was not looking. And that gave Manolov a 2-on-1 fast break. Thank goodness the pass wasn't thrown with a lot of velocity. Kind of knocked him out. 2.5 minutes first half. 27-12, Staunton leading. They've led the entire way. Ray, bounce past the Booth underneath, up and in. Boy, what deep position that time for Booth. He has 15. He ran that baseline. Beautiful feed from Devin Ray. 29-12, Staunton. 2:15 first half. Markezic out near midcourt. Manolo's offense has really been pushed out to that volleyball spike line this entire first half. They have had a tough go trying to get inside and get a good look. Here's Markezic on the spin. Booth stays right with him, cut off top of the key. Down low to Knowles. Staunton lost sight, counted, and the foul. He missed the first one, got the rebound, and the putback is there for Adam Knowles. And he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Staunton really overplaying there, and finally Manala was able to get backdoor. Foul on Frank Goss is his second. Team's third. At the free throw line is Adam Knowles, the 6'1 junior. A minute 54 for the first half. The toss is off the heel too strong with the rebound down to Mount Olive and Butts. Mount Olive will reset for a moment. Then Pfeiffer turns it over. He was trying a tough bounce pass into traffic and is picked off by Goss. 100 seconds, first half. 29-14, Staunton with the lead and the ball. Here's McCullough. That pass is tipped, but still finds its way home to Ray. That pass is kicked by Markezic. It'll stay with Staunton. They'll have a sideline trigger. Jacob Futrell checking in, a 6'6 junior, replacing Goss. A minute 31 to play, first half. A 15-point Staunton lead. They led by a dozen after the first quarter. On the baseline, Booth. He'll rise for an 18-footer. Rattles out. No good. Boy, the iron's been unkind to Booth here in the first half. He's had several shots rattle out on that rim. Now heading the other way is Shell. He loses the handle on the way up, but it's last touch by Staunton. It'll stay with Mount Olive. A minute 17 for the first half of play. Cats stack everybody. Upper part of the lane. Markezic gets it in. Right corner. That was to Timothy Redig. This pass is deflected out. Reddick's a 5'11 junior. Shell now will throw it in right in front of the Staunton bench. And it goes to Trent Markezic. Markezic up top. Booth stays right with him on the point of that 3-2. Here's Butts down low into traffic. Ball's jarred loose. Body's on the deck. And we're going to get not a jump ball. It's going to be Staunton ball. The Shell dove down on top of it. But as he did that, he dove right out of bounds. So he was touching the ball while part of his body was on the end line. So it'll be Staunton ball with exactly 1 minute to play in the first half. Brent Kinder relacing his right sneaker. And now a substitution for Mount Olive at the table. Redick is out and Ashton Pfeiffer back in. Kinder gets it into Devin Ray. Back to McCullough. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt from Mount Olive, slowing Staunton up the floor. They're still in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt. Now a pass across the timeline to Booth. He attacks middle. Counted and the foul. Nope, they're going to call for steps. The ball got knocked loose at the foul line, and he kept moving towards the basket. They'll get him for the travel. 48.3 seconds for quarter number two. Here's Markezic in the backcourt. Staunton waiting to trap him there. Comes across the timeline, picks up the dribble, and a low pass. We're going to get a jump ball. Booth and Pfeiffer, the Cats will keep it on the arrow. 36 seconds to play, first half. Frank Goss back to the table for Staunton. He will check in, replacing Buttrell. Sideline out of bounds for Mount Olive and Ashton Pfeiffer. In the backcourt it goes to Markezic. Half a minute for quarter number two. Trent Markezic now comes into the front court. Kinder back on the point of the 3-2. Booth back on the right block. Here's Markezic, right wing with Pfeiffer. 20 seconds. Staunton's picked up the pressure here. They trap Pfeiffer. Gets it away to Knowles. Stolen by Kinder on the post-entry pass. Brent Kinder almost had it stolen right back by Pfeiffer. 10 seconds for the half. Kinder in the right corner. Ray, 4-3. Air ball, but it's picked up by Kinder. Put back good for Brent Kinder. 8 for Kinder. That's the half. After two quarters here in this quarterfinal, it is Staunton 31, Mount Olive 14. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at Staunton High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this doubleheader from the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Staunton gets the basketball to start the second half, up by 17. McCullough, Ray, Goss, Booth, and Kinder on the floor. Mount Olive will counter with Knowles, Markovic, Pfeiffer, Shell, and Butts. So the original five on the floor for both squads here. Staunton showing the patience to start the quarter. That's how Mount Olive started the ball game. The Cats held the ball for almost a minute out at midcourt before Staunton came out and pressured him. Goss for three, pure out of the left corner for Frank Goss. 34-14 Staunton. Well, this is the Staunton team that gave Calhoun all the Warriors wanted in the Holiday Tournament Championship at Carthenville. That pass is tipped by Goss. You know they are just licking their chops for a potential rematch with North Mac in the championship game on Saturday night. A lot to do between now and then, but the Dogs would love another crack at North Mac after the Panthers came into this gym and handled them a couple of weeks ago. 6:50 for the third quarter. Here's Knowles on the baseline. Cut off, bounces out, but it's stolen by Devin Ray. Lost his footing, but Globetrotter style kept the bounce alive while getting back to his feet. That would make Curly Neal proud. 6:35 for the third quarter. On the left wing with Devin Ray. That is a ill-advised pass right there. He was looking for Goss, but the ball never got high enough to get over the 6'2 Butts. Deflected out. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. A Staunton player at each corner of the lane. Goss comes and sets the screen. Booth wanted to lob hard of the lane. Wasn't there. Instead, they lob out to the safety valve, Devin Ray. In the corner with Brent Kinder. They sag off of Kinder. Back to McCullough on the baseline. Kinder, touch pass. Booth off the window. It's good. 17 for Ethan Booth, and there is no answer. 36-14. We approach the six-minute mark of the third quarter. We'll be right back here tomorrow night for girls' championship semifinals. Gillespie Southwestern at 6. Carthenville and Staunton will follow at 7:30. Shell's attempt is no good from the front of the rim, and the rebound down to Staunton. Devin Ray walks it across the timeline as Mount Olive now in a zone piece here. Little 2-3 piece in the corner to Frank Goss. Goss back to Devin Ray. Right wing to McCullough, down to Kinder. One power bounce off the window, left it short, gets his rebound back, missed it, and we have a whistle and foul. Two free throws for Brent Kinder. They're going to get, I do believe, Caleb Butts on the personal, his second. That'll send Kinder to the charity stripe. He's 0 for 1 tonight, has 8 points. First of two tosses is no good. Stays a 36-14 Staunton lead. 5:36 for the third quarter. Kinder lines up the second toss and rattles out no good. Rebound down to Butts. Good job by Butts on the blockout to keep Goss at bay. Adam Knowles across the timeline. Booth back on the point of that 3-2. Out front with Pfeiffer now. Pfeiffer, dribble handoff to Markovic on the right wing to Butts. Right back to Markovic, tipped and stolen by Booth. Ethan slows it up as he crosses midcourt off to McCullough. Down underneath Kinder off the window. It's good. 10 for Kinder. Beautiful find from Kyle McCullough. 38-14. All Bulldogs here, and it's been that way from the get-go. 5 minutes, third quarter. On the attack, Markovic. He is fouled. Left side of the lane. First foul of the half on Staunton. And they are going to get Ethan Booth. And it's his first. Corner three for Butts. Off the heel, too strong. Off the baseline, out of bounds. Rebound down to Goss. Staunton wants the run. Here comes Ray. Left wing, crosses over. Pulls it back now. He'll circle to the top of the key. Right wing with McCullough. Back to Devin. Open for three. Missed it off to the right, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds into the Staunton cheerleaders. It'll be Mount Olive ball. But you got to be careful when you're chasing after a ball in this gym towards one of the corners. There's steps at all four corners of the gym that lead to the locker rooms. 4:25, third quarter. Cats have the ball. They're down 38-14. Here's Ashton Pfeiffer. Underhand shovel pass went right through the wickets, picked off by Booth. Lead pass McCullough ahead to Kinder. Blocked in there by Markovic. Brent gets it back. Missed the putback. and Markovic brings it out for Mount Olive. He will slow it up as he crosses the timeline. Halfway through the third quarter. In the left corner with Ashton Pfeiffer. That pass is tipped and stolen. And now a foul on Pfeiffer. So he tripped up McCullough. For Pfeiffer, that is going to be his first, team second of the half. Halfway through quarter number three. Third and final quarterfinal of the night here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Goss off to Ray, down to the baseline booth. Ethan, bounce pass to Goss. He'll trigger the right wing triple, rimmed it out, no good. Rebound, tipped right back to Goss. Frank spins, left it short. Rebound, Kinder put back good. A dozen for Brent Kinder. Staunton just quicker to the basketball on that sequence. 3.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Here's Pfeiffer, off to Knowles. Out between the circles. Adam Knowles keeps the bounce alive with the right hand. Kinder back on the point of the 3-2. They've been switching that up here this evening. In the corner with Markovic. Right back to Knowles it goes. 3-10, third quarter. Adam Knowles to Pfeiffer. In the corner to Butts. Caleb Butts finds a slashing Pfeiffer. He's double teamed. Dumps it off to Shell. He has it stripped away, stolen. 15th Mount Olive turnover. Here comes Devin Ray into the front court. Devin picks up the dribble, pivots around, bad pass, threw it right to Pfeiffer. Never saw him. Up and down for the easy deuce. 4 for Ashton Pfeiffer, and Cody Best wants a timeout. 2:47 for the third quarter. It is Staunton leading Mount Olive 40-16. This is the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WUSMI. Following the timeout, Staunton has the basketball. Long pass in the front court to Ray. A streaking Booth off the window. It's good. Two passes, length of the floor, and a layup. Thank you very much. 19 for Booth. Hey, congratulations to Nokomis. The Skins beat Gateway Legacy tonight 54-49. So Nokomis into the championship bracket semifinals. A three ball from Knowles off the mark. No good. Nokomis will play Triad Friday night, 6 o'clock. At the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, we'll have live coverage of both semifinals Friday night here on WUSMI FM 106. And, of course, online at WUSMIRadio.com. McCullough down to Kinder off the curl. Good for Brent Kinder. He has 14. And it's 44-16 inside of 2 minutes for the third quarter. So Carter Sobel becomes the school's all-time leading scorer, and Nokomis gets the win, wins the pool, into the championship bracket they go. Another turnover for Mount Olive. And in Steve Kimbrough's final year, it is fitting that Nokomis will be in the championship bracket. Of course, they lost in the championship last year to Taylorville. 90 seconds, third quarter, 44-16. Staunton in control. This game headed for a running clock in the fourth quarter. It's at 30. We'll have it. Booth for three, rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Shell for Mount Olive. His pass tipped, stolen by Ray. Devin behind the back, top of the key. Now he'll pull it back on the left baseline. 65 seconds for the third quarter. Goss wants the three. Yes, for Frank Goss. 8 for Goss, his second triple of the quarter. 47-16 Staunton. Final minute of quarter number three. Out front with Ashton Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer between the circles. Picks up the dribble now. Leaves it off for Adam Knowles. Knowles with 45 seconds. Keeps the bounce alive with the left hand. Kinder on the point of that 3-2. Ray and McCullough up top with Kinder. Into the hands now of Pfeiffer for Mount Olive. Picked up the bounce. He needs some help now. He's going to be trapped out at the volleyball spike line. Gets it away. Here's Shell attacking. No. The follow for Knowles. No. And the rebound down to Goss. 20 seconds, third quarter. Here's Booth on the baseline. Attacks, stripped on the way up, gets it back, muscles it up and in. 21 for Ethan Booth. Booth outscoring Mount Olive by himself here, 21-16. 8 seconds for the third quarter. Markovic walks it into the front court with three. He's going to pull up, volleyball spike line, left it short, and that is the third quarter. After three, it is Staunton 49, Mount Olive 16. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WUSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Booker back here at Staunton High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament here on WSMI. It'll be a running clock here in the fourth quarter. It's 49-16 Staunton. They jumped them early and never looked back. Here's Butts for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to the Bulldogs. That is Luke DeWitt heading the other way. On the floor, you have Zach Painter as well. As down low it goes to Futrell, and he gets it to go. Jacob has his first bucket of the night. Also on the floor, you have Zach DeFries for Staunton. Butts down low and turned it over. And Gary, I hate to say it, I haven't had to use it in a couple of years, but Pete Jackson's on the floor for Staunton. 7:05 for the ball game. Painter has that pass deflected out. Gary's going to go track down and see if he can find out who Pete Jackson is. Of course, that's an old T-tote trick right there. Somebody we don't have on the roster, Pete Jackson. In it goes to Luke DeWitt. He leaves it back now for Zach Painter. 6:45 for the ball game. Down on the block to DeFries. High post it goes to Futrell. Into the hands of Painter. On the right wing. Here's a long two. No. Offensive rebound, Futrell. No. And the rebound will belong to Knowles for Mount Olive. Cats push. Here's Markezich in the corner. He's going to fire the three. Rattles it down. Trent Markezich has a Baker's dozen. His third triple of the ball game. Makes it 51-19. Running clock here in the fourth quarter. It'll be Staunton and Southwestern in semifinal number one Thursday night at 6:30. North Mac and Carthenville in semifinal number two at 8 o'clock. Both semis Thursday night live here on WSMI FM 106. 6 minutes for the ball game. 51-19 as losing it out of bounds was Futrell. Lost the handle there. That is the ninth turnover on Staunton. We're right back here tomorrow night. Girls Championship semifinals. Gillespie Southwestern at 6. Carthenville Staunton at 7:30. Both games tomorrow night live here on WSMI FM 106. Coming across the timeline is Trent Markezich. In the corner it goes to Caleb Butts. That pass is tipped around, tipped by DeFries, picked up by Futrell, and he's going to be called for steps. He had to go to a knee to corral that. Then he came up off the floor before he was able to pass the basketball away. Matthew Sievers is the mystery man for the Bulldogs. A Sievers and Staunton, that's weird. Down low it goes, and the bucket to Blake Schell, his first bucket of the night. Here comes Painter, leaves it off for DeWitt, deflected right to DeFries, rises, won't go down, and here come the Cats quickly. Schell, right down the heart of the lane, tripped up, and they will get, I do believe, Zach DeFries on the foul. Baseline out of bounds for the Cats on just the second team foul. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Left wing. Here's a three ball for Josh Klotz. No. Rebound tapped around. Klotz gets it back. Leaves it off for Schell. He tries to split the double. He's tripped up. It'll be the third team foul. So Staunton has Luke DeWitt, Matthew Sievers, Zach Painter, Zach DeFries, and Jacob Futrell on the floor. For Mount Olive, you got Trent Markezich, Blake Schell, Josh Klotz. As Markezich rises, left it short. Sam Mann is on the floor as well for the Wildcats. Down it goes to DeFries. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Futrell, and he's blocked from behind in a foul with free throws coming. A 30-point Staunton lead. Andrew Booth at the table set the check-in for the Dogs. This is where the running clock in basketball is always strange, when you're at the free throw line and you just watch the seconds tick, tick, tick away. Free throw is short for Futrell. DeFries out, Andrew Booth in. Brian Hinke at the table for Mount Olive. 3:10 for the ball game. Running clock. Toss for Futrell is good. 3 points for Jacob. 52-21 inside of 3 minutes for the ball game. On the wing with Klotz. Gets it down to Mann. Muscles it up. No. Rebound fought for. Eventually tracked down in the corner by Matthew Sievers. Into the hands of Zach Painter. Off it goes to DeWitt. Luke DeWitt. Top of the key to Sievers. Left elbow with Andrew Booth. In the corner now with DeWitt. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Down on the block. Booth leaves it on the baseline. Nice pass to Painter. Rejected out of there. I think that was Sam Mann who got the rejection. Cody Urie going to check in for the Bulldogs, replacing Zach Painter. One freshman replacing the other. DeWitt gets it in with a bounce pass to Booth. One dribble, pulls up, left it short. Rebound down to Mount Olive and Sam Mann. Cats want to push into the front court. Here comes Klotz, cut off at the foul line, and he will get it away to Timothy Reddick. That pass is stolen by Urie, up and down, missed the layup. Sievers follow, blocked out of there, and Mount Olive brings it out. Taken right back by Matthew Sievers. That time the cat ball handler never heard the footsteps of Sievers. Now Matthew walks it across the timeline. 100 seconds, three, Urie almost banked it in. Offensive rebound Booth, back to Cody. High post to Booth, tipped away, but Urie able to track it down, saves it, but right to Mount Olive and Sam Mann. Here come the Cats with Josh Klotz. In the corner goes to Reddick. He'll drive the baseline. Cut off there. Foul line to Mann. Rises up. Missed it. Offensive rebound and the putback no, but Hinkie is fouled. Two free throws for Brian Hinkie. 70 seconds to play and the clock is running. 30-point lead for Staunton. They like to hold you under 30 if at all possible, and they will be doing that here tonight. Hinkie looking for his first point of the ball game, and the toss rattles out. So we'll see if Hinkie can knock down this second free throw. Had a good release there, just didn't go down. This rim has been fickle tonight. There's been a lot of shots with good soft touch that have went around the world and kicked out. Second free throw is no good. He missed the pair. Rebound down to Staunton. Half a minute for the ball game. Cody Urie. Into the front court for the Bulldogs. A wire-to-wire victory for Staunton as the host school in the county. Ty Locks' his first game as a head coach in the Macoupin County Tournament will end with a 52-21 final. They jumped out early and never looked back. Ethan Booth had a monster night, 21 points through three quarters. And Staunton has punched their ticket into the championship semifinals on Thursday. They will face the Southwestern Piesaw Birds live at 6:30 Thursday night right here on FM 106 in semifinal number one. Semifinal number two, it'll be North Mac and Carthenville Thursday night. We'll take a break. We're back to wrap up day two of the Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. A wire-to-wire victory for the Bulldogs here tonight as they beat Mount Olive by the final of 52-21 to punch their ticket into the championship semifinals on Thursday night. They were led tonight by Ethan Booth. He finishes with 21 points, 14 for Brent Kinder, 8 points for Frank Goss, 6 points for Devin Ray, 3 points for Jacob Futrell. Quarters of 14, 17, 18, and then 3 points in the fourth quarter with the running clock. Staunton was 6 of 11 from the foul line, and they knocked down 4 threes for the ball game with the win, back to 500 on the year at 9-9. For Mount Olive, the loss drops them to 3-12, puts them into the fifth-place semifinal game on Thursday at 5 o'clock, where they will take on Gillespie. The loser of that game will then have their county tournament come to a close. The winner will play Bunker Hill for fifth place in a noon tip on Saturday. Trent Markovic had 13 points tonight to lead Mount Olive, 4 for Ashton Pfeiffer, 2 for Adam Knowles, 2 for Blake Shell. Mount Olive didn't get their first point of the ball game until there was 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Staunton started fast, never looked back, led 14-2 after one, 31-14 at the half, 49-16 after three, running clock in the fourth quarter, and they win it 52-21.
A swarming defense I feel for Mount Holly players because I know with all the arms and legs they saw flailing out there, they thought there must have been 8 or 9 Bulldogs playing defense.
Especially when Ethan Booth was on the point of that 3-2.
He does an excellent job, and, of course, he divides the floor. You're only going to get play on half the floor because you can't reverse it with him up there.
Fun day of basketball here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Carthenville beat Bunker Hill in the first game of the day, 49-48. In overtime, Southwestern beat Gillespie 56-54. And in the game just completed, Staunton over Mount Olive 52-21. So this is how the boys' tournament shapes up. On Thursday, 5 o'clock, fifth-place semifinal between Gillespie and Mount Olive. Then championship semifinal starting at 6:30, Southwestern against Staunton. Then at 8 o'clock, it will be North Mac taking on Carthenville. That's all set for Thursday. We'll have live coverage of the championship semifinals here on FM 106. Girls semifinals tomorrow night, Gillespie Southwestern at 6, Carthenville Staunton at 7:30. We'll have live coverage of both of those games as well right here on WSMI. And Gary, I guess just initial thoughts on the girls semifinals tomorrow.
Well, I think everybody did what they thought they would do. In other words, 1 and 4 coming through, 2 and 3 coming through. That's the way they expected. Especially in that 2-3 combination, Southwestern and Gillespie. Gillespie with a victory at Southwestern. Southwestern's going to have revenge on their mind. But I really like the way the Gillespie girls play defense. The Southwestern Piesaw Birds better be able to take care of the ball tomorrow night.
And this was a year where you wanted to be the one seed because that means you wouldn't have to be, you don't have to beat one of the three. And like for Carthenville, it's either Gillespie or Southwestern. But for Gillespie and Southwestern, it's one of them and then Carthenville.
Well, I think Carthenville, of course, comes in as the one seed, and they've got to be the favorite against Staunton. But looking ahead, if they get by that game, do they want a Gillespie team that gave them a real good game in the holiday tournament, or do they want a Southwestern team that just beat them here within a week or so ago? So either way, I think we're going to have some good semifinals, and Saturday is going to be a good championship game no matter how you slice it.
At the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational tonight, Nokomis beat Gateway Legacy 54-49 in overtime. So Nokomis into the championship bracket at Litchfield. That'll be a Friday night semifinal. Nokomis against Triad, 6 o'clock. We'll have live coverage of that Friday night right here on FM 106. Pena will play in the second championship semifinal at 7:30. We'll carry that live as well here on FM 106. And, oh, by the way, Nokomis got the win, and Carter Sobel became the all-time leading scorer in the history of Nokomis. And, Gary, when you think about that, think about the players that have gone through that program. If you just limit it to the last 20 years, it would be impressive. But their basketball history goes a lot further back than that. And for Carter Sobel to now sit at the top of the career point list, hats off.
I'm still trying to digest that. But I think back 3 years ago, as a freshman, he was a little young kid on the block who got to play with the big boys and settled in. But to tell you the truth, he was learning his lessons from the big boys. He learned how to pass the ball, how to share the ball, and because he did that, he got to shoot the ball. And then each year it became progressively more and more of the Carter Sobel show, and right now he is the centerpiece. When he comes into his own, I don't know if there's anybody around who can really stay with him. There's a guy right here that we saw tonight, Ethan Booth. I'd like to see the two matched up, but take nothing away from him. This young man has set a record that, quite honestly, I didn't see it coming.
Right.
I didn't realize that he was that close to being the most prolific scorer in Nokomis High School because there have been so many great ones.
And he's never played a minute of JV, Gary.
Right.
Started every game as a freshman and just consistently put up numbers night in, night out. Really nothing flashy, just consistent, solid production. And then you look up 4 years later, and oh, by the way, he's got the most points ever.
Well, he had several things going for him, but two things in particular. He had some upperclassmen who accepted him and realized that he could be an important part of their ball club to go further. And secondly, he had a coach who had a program in place, which all he had to do was plug into it. And once he learned the way of the Nokomis Redskins, which I think that was probably at about age 3 or 4.
Might have been before that.
it was pretty much an ideal situation for a young man to produce in basketball.
So congratulations to Carter Sobel on that accomplishment. Congratulations to Nokomis. With their overtime win tonight, they are into the championship bracket. And that is fitting in Steve Kimbrough's final year that Nokomis will have a chance for the championship.
And some people might have been surprised because when you look at Nokomis's record, as it always is this time of the year, it's not as sparkling as their play has become. But I guarantee you, and we've said this every year, when they take that Christmas break, no tournament, they get in there and they work. And you know what else they do that I just found out?
What?
They run a freshman tournament. They sell the tickets. They sell the concession. They sweep the floor. They do everything. That's part of their fundraiser. So they're in the gym not only perfecting basketball, but they're in there earning their way. Coach Kimbrough was sitting back in a corner just enjoying himself. He said, yeah, this is the way the kids get money for the program. And that's a side of that team that sometimes nobody sees. They do that in the background, but that helps to mold the character of that ball club. And to me, them beating Gateway is no surprise whatsoever because their record is deceptive, but their talent is not.
That was a 4-5 matchup, technically an upset by the seed, but it's never an upset when Nokomis beats anybody.
You got that right. And they, as far as I'm concerned, they are where they belong.
Yeah.
Had they been in the echelon playing for 5, 6, 7, and 8, I'd feel sorry for 6, 7, and 8.
Well, that would have been a runaway.
Yes.
That would have been a runaway. So congratulations to Nokomis on their championship bracket berth. Other finals at Litchfield tonight. Triad beat Greenville 66-51. Pena over Civic Memorial 75-61. Thanks to Troy Redford and all the people here at Staunton High School for their hospitality, doing a fantastic job of hosting the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Your finals again here from the county. Carthenville beats Bunker Hill 49-48. In overtime, Southwestern over Gillespie 56-54. And Staunton downs Mount Olive 52-21. Thanks to all of our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we are not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. We'll be right back here tomorrow night for girls' semifinals at the Macoupin County Tournament. For Gary Booker, this is Tim Mize. We say so long from the Macoupin County Tournament in Staunton.